In the spirit of reconciliation, the Gravel Cycling Australia podcast acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Hello. Johnny, I saw you're out of the saddle for about an hour and straight coming up that hill. So what was that strategy all about?
Look, it wasn't by choice. It's called old age, I believe, and being unfit. My glass back, I like to refer to as, so it doesn't like climbing for too long. So I have to stand up, and then the hammies decided that they wanted to cramp up as well. So I had to try and stretch them out as much as I could. So standing climb it was.
Welcome to the Gravel Cycling Australia podcast. Gravel cycling in Australia is booming. From racing to bikepacking to simply getting off the beaten track and exploring the back roads and trails of our outstanding natural landscapes. This accessible subculture is all about community, adventure, and discovering or rediscovering the joy of life on two wheels. Join us as we celebrate Australia's gravel cycling scene and discover the locations, explore the events, and meet the people at the heart of the sport. So that there is the sound of rain over the Otway Forests. It's Saturday, the 25th of February. And if you checked the forecast on BOM last week, you would have seen that it was meant to be 38 degrees today for the running of the Otway Odyssey Marathon mountain bike race. Things changed a bit, as you can tell. The change came a bit earlier than expected, and it's probably been a wet one for those guys down at Forest. I'm sitting about 15 kilometres east of there at the Bamborough Agroforestry Farm. I mentioned in my first episode that the Surf Coast and this Otway hinterland area is close to my heart, and that's because this is a place where I grew up. I was born in Geelong and grew up on this property that my parents still own. It's a great escape, and it's pretty much the heartland of my gravel riding experiences. This is where I set off for some of my best gravel riding. So we came down from Melbourne last night, packed all the family up in the car, got the two-year-old. I was hoping to do a little recording in the way down, but that would have required me to turn off the wiggles, which I don't think my little daughter was going to be too impressed with. So I've taken the opportunity now on Saturday afternoon. Everyone's having a bit of a nap. I thought I'd touch in and do a bit of a pre-race recording. So tomorrow's the big day. I'm signed up to do the 97-kilometre Great Otway Gravel Grind Big Ring Ride race. And I'm looking forward to it. As I said in my earlier episodes, I did this race last year, and it was my first attempt at doing a gravel ride. And I think I learned a few useful lessons from the day. I think I went in a little bit underfueled, and my nutrition strategy, let's just say, it left a bit to be desired. I think I focused on eating hot cross buns from Coles and just trying to down some powdered Powerade, which I don't think really did the trick. And I think I left my carbo loading a bit late last year. I just had lasagna the night before. So I've sort of been reviewing the science around this and listening into some excellent podcasts on pre-race nutrition and race nutrition. And hopefully I'm set up to be a bit better prepared this year. So I haven't been training hard. I've sort of been quite busy recently with the launch of this podcast and trying to make that fit in around work. Sort of, in a way, it's actually been reducing my time on the bike, which isn't ideal going into a race like this. But what I've done in the last week, hopefully, has prepared me a bit better. So on Tuesday morning, I went for a bit of a hard hit out, did a loop of the Main Yarra Trail, Mulla Mullum Trail, and the Kunung Creek Trail there. So it makes for a nice sort of 45-kilometre loop around the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. A bit of gravel in there. I can highly recommend it for anyone looking for a bit of urban gravel. It's a really good ride. So I had a good hit out doing that early on Tuesday morning. And then on Thursday, I went for a longer ride. So I did a three-hour ride. I rode from my place out along the bike pass out to the basin and headed up the dirty 1-in-20 right up to the top of the Dandenongs at Alinda there before descending back down the gravel and heading home. So Not a quick ride, just a sort of steady tempo ride. 3 hours long, about 70 Ks, and tried not to fuel too much. So the idea of that was to try and deplete my glycogen stores a bit. I got home and I'd opened the rice cooker and I'd pre-prepared a nice big batch of white rice. So I sat down and had two big rolls of rice for breakfast, which is not something I do every day. Interesting experience, but hopefully loading up on those carbs straight after being in a glycogen depleted state a few days out from the race has loaded up my muscles with glycogen, which will hopefully see me through. And then I've spent the last few days, yeah, definitely trying to load on as many carbs as possible to go in a super saturated state. As for my nutrition plan tomorrow, I've got the winner's gels ready to go. I bought some energy supplement drink online during the week. I know that's probably a little bit late to get onto a new energy drink, so hopefully the GI tract stays up for the top of the challenge tomorrow and I don't get any GI upset. Going to aim to try and have about two gels in a bottle an hour, so nothing crazy. I think that'll be about 60 grams of carbs per hour, which is sort of, I guess, at the lower end of what's recommended. But as I said, I don't want to push it too hard. I've been trying to up the carbohydrate intake over the last few weeks on the bike to try and adjust the gut to deal with that. Probably not quite up to 60 grams of carbs per hour, but that's what we'll sort of aim for tomorrow and see how that goes. Sort of hoping that'll allow me to get a bit further into the race before I completely bonk like I did last year coming out of Wye River. So we did a big chat about the GOG with Sam Maffett from Rapid Ascent back in episode 2. So I don't want to dwell too much on it. I guess the bit of the preview, we're going to head out of the Forest Recreation Reserve there at about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. The front guys will speed off up the road and we won't see them again. The first leg heads up 33 kilometres up to the top of the ridgeline, where there's a rest stop, a timeout rest stop, so your time against the clock will stop there. Then there's a little section undulating across the top of the ridge before a beautiful flowing descent down into Kennet River. Then there's a longer timeout zone as we make our way along the Great Ocean Road over to Wye River. And then the real challenge, I think, of this race comes, you take a left-hand turn off the Great Ocean Road, head up Wye Road, right back up to the top of the Otway ridgeline there. And that's a tough, long climb, that one. I think we go from pretty much 0 metres of elevation right at sea level there up to about 600 metres. So hopefully I can make it to the top of that ridgeline in a decent state. Last year I was cramping up and I remember looking down at my Garmin watch on my handlebars and seeing 3 kilometres per hour as my speed. So hopefully we don't get quite that low tomorrow. And then from there it's a nice fast descent back down Kangalang Road into Forest and across the finish line. So yeah, looking forward to it tomorrow. Hoping to catch up with a lot of people who've been tuning into the pod. Hopefully I see some of you guys down there. Try and get some interviews. And yeah, I just want to hope to, I guess, bring you a bit of a sense of what it's like down at a premium gravel race event. Bring the spirit and the culture of the day to the rest of the country through this pod. So yeah, I'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
Grab yourself a coffee. There's a couple of coffee vans set up with Urns Hot and coffee at the ready. So come and get your caffeine fix here before you get underway.
So here we are. It's race day morning. And I'm down here at the Forest Recreation Reserve. Just picked up my number, ready to go for the big GOG today. Looks like it's going to be a wet one. It's meant to just have a few showers, but it's been raining fairly consistently over the last 2 days. There's a fair bit of mud around here on the oval already, so it's going to be interesting what it's like up at the top of the hill there in the Otways. Last year we had quite a muddy event and looks like we might be in for the same again today. A little bit cooler too than I was expecting. A bit of a hard one to know how to dress for, to be honest. I think the forecast starts off at about 12 degrees and it's definitely a bit chilly down here at the moment. Wasn't sure whether to go with the arm warmers or the vest or the undershirt, given it's going to sort of be race pace and then warming up to mid-20s later today. So a bit chilly at the moment, but hopefully once we get going, everything will warm up and we'll get the legs moving. So not much happening at the moment. There's a few people milling around. Might try and grab a few people and see what their story is for today, and hoping to bring you a bit of a sense of what this big event is like.
So we're down here with Velotherapy. So do you want to tell us what you're up to here today?
Just here in this nice morning, supporting some riders that have come out for the big day, some mountain bikers that have coming up, doing the double, destroying the brakes in the rain yesterday, so just getting them running this morning, and it should be a great race, good ride, race, depending on how you're going. It's getting sunny, so it should be a fantastic day.
I think getting sunny is a bit of an optimistic assessment of the weather here this morning. You've raced this race before yourself, you said?
Yeah, I've done it a few times. Obviously, haven't had the best luck. I've finished once with a mechanical, once with three broken ribs and collarbone, but I've had some really good successes too. It's even all the troubles, the course and the route and the atmosphere is, it's really a community event, which is why I like coming here to support it as an athlete and just as now the opportunity as a vendor. Everyone's just good. There's no ego. Everyone just doubles up and has good days and good, great course. And anytime you're in the Otways, it's stunning. So
it's pretty nice down here, isn't it? Do you want to tell us a bit about Velotherapy and what you're up to there?
So we started this about 2.5-3 years ago, just wanting to provide a different feeling for supporting cyclists. Found that when I was traveling over in Europe and back home in Canada, the bike shops were a lot more community-based, and I just felt in Vancouver there was more transactional, in Melbourne it was more transactional. So over the years, we decided to leave my other business that I had during COVID and start a bike shop that really was about just honest advice, not sales driven, but just relationship driven, and really focus on service, which is my background, setting service organizations up around the world. So bringing that to the bike industry and just offering quality products, products that are sustainable. So products in the store, we deal with how the vendors control their packaging, depends on what we put in the store, reliability. And I think I try and sell value products as opposed to cheap price point stuff, which is full of plastics and everything. So it's good. It's a challenge in the economy, but I love it. I live 1,500 meters from my door. My staff all live within kilometers from the store. And it's a great spot down in Seaford down there. And so, pretty happy to do it.
Excellent. And is gravel a sort of big part of the business at the moment?
Yeah, so probably about 30% gravel. We do about 30% custom bikes, road gravel. And then between gravel road up to about 70% combined. And then E mountain bike and E fit active.
Ah, that's great. Well, thanks for coming down and and supporting the riders here today.
Yeah, have
Cheers.
A good ride yourself.
Yeah, you too. Cheers. Bye. Bye. So can you tell us your name and what race you're doing today?
Troy Kartner. I'm doing the 97K. First gravel ride ever.
Oh, excellent. You've been training hard?
Probably about 2.5 months doing a bit. I used to ride, but I've only had a gravel bike for a couple of months.
Used to ride on the road or you're coming from a mountain bike?
Road, mainly road. Yeah,
excellent. Yeah. How do you find the gravel? Is it a bit of a different experience?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot different. It's more fun. Really enjoy it. A lot safer. And, going off-road, just see different different bush and different landscapes. So, it's great. I'm definitely very keen.
No, excellent. Well, have a good race today.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers. So, we're down here at Forest. We've found a couple more riders for the 97 GOG. Can you tell us your name and what you're looking forward to today?
Yeah, name's Wayne. I'm a bit of a casual rider, but kind of, only got into bikes quite recently. Kind of just proving something to myself. Don't know what it is, but, here to have fun, make it to the end and just have enjoy Forest, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's my goal, to make it to the end as well.
Yeah, that's it.
How long have you been riding for?
Probably one of the first lockdowns. Got a little aluminium alloy thing and really took off, enjoyed it heaps. So, picked up a nice, fun carbon Canyon Grizzle and just been really fanging it for the past few months since I got it,
And what was the appeal of gravel over sort of your other options, road and mountain?
Well, I'm out in Bayswater, and we've got wonderful tracks around. Gone up Donabuang and doing some of the dirt tracks up in Dandy, and also you gotta go fast there's an appeal in it, right? So I think that's probably it, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. I heard you guys saying you're about to put 100 PSI in your tyres. Is that a good strategy for today, you reckon? It's pretty wet out here.
Oh, I mean, you know, you gotta try it once, and
it's all about that, yeah, it's all about that fast roll, you know.
Like, yeah, it's all about the fast roll, the rolling resistances. Yeah,
I'll wave to you as I go past when you're on the ground. So, all right, thanks, guys. Have a good ride.
Cheers.
So we're down here, Clint, was it?
Yeah, it's Clint.
So, looking forward to today,
mate. I'm actually really. I can't wait. I'm really, really eager to get out there.
I could see you're doing a little bit of a jig there to the music. Just getting yourself pumped up, trying to warm up, I guess. It's a bit cold out here.
Yeah, mate. Check the radar, and I pulled into town and it's raining, and I there's nothing on the radar showing rain, so I sort of went, I'm going to be cold, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon. We'll just have to ride a bit harder, I think.
That's it. That's absolutely the key. Ride harder, warm up.
So, you a big gravel cyclist, or are you sort of just getting into it?
Mate, never been on gravel before. I watched a doco on GCN. Actually, it was a cyclocross doco with Mitch Docker, and I thought a week ago I went, you know what? Let's do the gravel thing. Let's just get out of the comfort zone. So, bought some cyclocross tyres there, and stuck them on. And I thought, let's have a go. I haven't even ridden on them yet.
Oh, that's amazing. So you're in for a treat today, I think. So that's, you've got the Specialized Roubaix there?
Yeah.
And what are they, 35 mil tyres?
Oh, I wish. No, they're actually, I think it's got like a 32 clearance, and I put them on Friday. They're a 30. So I couldn't even get a 32. And I didn't want to risk a 33 on there because there's absolutely next to no clearance.
You've got a bit of tread there, so I think you'll be right. It's pretty pretty good A-grade gravel down here, but as you said, it's been a bit wet, so we'll see how you go. Good luck.
Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
You too.
Epic man that is Tony Tuggnot. Looks fresh as a daisy. How are you this morning, Tony?
Yeah, that's because you're not in my leg tonight now. And it was a hard wake up this morning. And that was a hard day yesterday, actually.
How did you go, mate? Tell us a few war stories.
So can you tell us your name and what you're looking forward to most today?
I'm Vanessa, and this is my first time riding this this ride, so I'm just looking forward to doing it. It's a bit of fun, something a bit different.
Yeah, excellent. You've done a few gravel rides before, or is this sort of the first one you've signed up for?
I've done one or two. I'm a road cyclist, so this is definitely different. Yeah,
something new. Well, it'll be nice and wet and probably a bit muddy out there for you today, so we'll get your bike dirty. What are you riding today?
I'm riding a Cannondale Super X, which is over there by the bike rack.
Oh, lovely.
People can't see.
And how do you find that on the gravel?
It's good. It's light. It's a cross bike. Funnily enough, I bought it initially to give cross a go, and I've realized that I'm really quite bad at it.
Yeah, I've never been brave enough to try cross myself though. Anyway, have a good day out there. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And then it was go time in the 2023 Great Otway Gravel Grind. So we did a little bit of a loop through the township and then started the first climb up to the top of the ridge. Also a couple of little descent sections in there, which were surprisingly a bit loose and had to take those a bit easy, but we eventually made it to the first rest stop. So we made it up to the top, the first rest stop. Got a couple of riders here. Can you tell us your name and how you enjoyed that first segment?
Brett, and yeah, it was really good up until I punctured just near the top, and that's my day done. Can't seal the puncture.
Oh no, how are you going to get back to the start?
Wait for my partner to get here and get some air in the tyre and just roll as far as I can until the rim hits the ground again.
Oh, that's a shame. So you split the whole tyre?
Yeah, too big a hole to puncture. It's got four plugs in it and still won't seal up.
Oh, bad luck.
I was killing it too.
How about you?
Oliver, I'm doing well, I think, so far. I did the 50k yesterday, so...
Backing up, you fuel well overnight?
I think so. Doing okay.
Excellent.
I haven't blown up the legs, which is nice.
Very good. A lot of climbing still to go.
Yes. Yeah. I was surprised how much we've been done. I don't have a bike computer, so.
No, very good. Thanks.
No worries.
So after a quick coffee stop, we were off again, this time for a long, nice, flowing descent down into Kennet River. I took it pretty easy on that descent, didn't want to push it too hard. There were plenty of people flying past me all the way down, but made it there eventually, and then had a nice little quiet run along the Great Ocean Road before the next climb. So we've made it through to the base of Wye Road, got a big climb ahead of us, got some riders here. Can you tell us your name and how your day's going?
My name's Nick, and having a really good day. Yeah, first time I've done a gravel ride, first time for this course, and despite a little bit of Otway showers, it's been great.
Yeah, I think every time I come down here, it's raining. But the sun's come out now, so I think we've got a little bit of blue skies, and that'll take us home.
The sun's out just in time for the climb. Yeah.
we'll bring a little bit of brightness to our day. Last time I came up here, it was got really tacky, quite muddy, so hopefully we'll avoid that. What tyres are you running? You think you'll be all right through the mud?
Yeah, they're great, actually. They're wide enough for the mud, so yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Excellent. Best of luck. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So this was it, the moment of truth, the big second climb of this race, right up from Wye River, right up to the top of the ridgeline again, about 600 metres of elevation gain. I was a bit nervous about this one, based on my experiences last year where I had huge cramps, but turns out the nutrition strategy worked a treat, and we made it up there in pretty good nick.
So we've made it to the top of Wye Road, very long climb. Got some more people here. Can you tell us your name and how you enjoyed that climb up the hill?
It's Ian. I'm not sure I'd say I enjoyed it, but I made it to the top, and that's the main thing, isn't it?
That's it. It's a pretty long climb and pretty dicey in sections with a lot of sort of wet weather we've had. Enjoying the looking forward to the descent into the finish line?
Yes, but last year someone fell off on that descent, so I'm also going to be very careful. But
yeah, I saw that last year as well. It was a bit sketchy.
Yep.
So anyway, good luck for the rest of the day.
Thanks, mate. All the
cheers. Johnny. All right, we got Johnny here.
Hello.
Johnny, I saw you were out of the saddle for about an hour and straight coming up that hill. So what was that strategy all about?
Look, it wasn't by choice. It's called old age, I believe, and being unfit. And so the old my glass back, I like to refer it as, or to as. So it doesn't like climbing for too long, so I have to stand up. And then the hammies decided that they wanted to cramp up as well, so I had to try and stretch them out as much as I could. So standing climb it was.
I was very impressed. My legs were sore just watching you. I think your cadence was down about 30, 40 there at one point. So is this your first gravel race, or are you a bit of a seasoned pro?
No, I dabble when I can, but this is the first time at this particular event, or this particular gravel race. Otherwise, just punt about. When I need a bit of time out from the kids, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I can sympathise with that. And just hopefully it's mostly downhill on the way to the finish. You're looking forward to getting over that finish line?
Oh, absolutely. So better be. So look, if I can just make it in one piece, I'll be happy.
Yeah, good work, Johnny. Thanks.
Thank you.
So we're off on the last section of this race, a nice flowing descent down Kangalang Road, back into Forest there, across the finish line. Catch up with your friends, had the family and the daughter there to meet me, and it was it's always a great experience to finish one of these events. You feel like you've really achieved something, and caught up with a few people at the finish line too.
All right, we've made it to the finish line. We're back here in Forest, 97 k's, done and dusted. Found another rider here at the finish line. Can you tell us your name?
John Paul is my name.
And you're just telling me you did the 100 k's yesterday on the mountain bike. How'd you go backing up today?
Yeah. Luckily I managed to get a good amount of sleep and wash my bike up, got it back up and running, put some aero bars on it, had a massive meal, and yeah, managed to wake up this morning and actually bang it out.
So you're telling me a bit of cramping yesterday. You obviously had a bit of fueling to do overnight. You said that you had a massive meal. What's your strategy between two big races like that? You haven't got long to recover, obviously, on the carbs.
Yeah. I think the most important thing is sleep, to be honest. And then I do a lot of yoga as well, so you know, just doing a good hour yoga session. Unluckily I don't have anyone to give me a massage at the end of a ride, but you know, you can still do a lot to look after yourself. And then yeah, just heaps of carbs, like good natural stuff, heaps of potatoes, good amount of protein, whatever you prefer for that, but just a lot of it. Basically is eating as much as you can possibly stomach, but not maybe in one go. Maybe try to do it over two or three hits. So instead of having one dinner, you have three. And then, yeah, get a good amount of sleep. And the next morning as well, give yourself plenty of time. Don't, like, leave it to an hour to go. You're going to have a good 3 hours before you actually start riding to digest a proper breakfast. You know, stretch it out, do another yoga session if that's what you do. And then slowly make your way to the start line.
Very good. So you did the gravel race today on your mountain bike. Do you think that puts you at a bit of a disadvantage? Or, I mean, there was a few sections in there where the gravel was a little loose and wet, so maybe the mountain bike, the bigger tyres, helped you out there?
I think so. I mean, you ride whatever you're comfortable with, and I'm more of a mountain biker than any other kind of rider. So I really like mountain bikes. I feel comfortable on it. I can corner faster and go downhill faster. Yes, there is a weight penalty when it comes to going uphill. But from my point of view, with the big, wide open bars, flat bars, you can open up your chest a lot more and breathe in a lot more. So instead of being all cramped up like on a road bike, you can actually take in big gulps of air and use that to get you up the hill.
Ah, excellent. Well, thanks for your time today, and I hope you get a good night's sleep and a few good meals in to recover. You back at work tomorrow? Or
Luckily, I got a day off and then back to running a bike shop on Tuesday.
Oh, excellent. Where's your bike shop?
It's in Geelong. It's called Good Cycles. We're a social enterprise. All the money that we raise in our non-profit organisation goes towards helping young people into work. We hire young people, we coach and mentor young people as well.
Oh, excellent. And it's, you cover all sorts of cycling at the shop?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I'm myself and my colleagues are deeply interested in bike packing and adventure riding and that kind of stuff. But our main customer base are people who commute to work and also mountain bikers and road bikers as well.
Ah, sounds really interesting. We might have to get you on the pod for a full deep dive into your shop and your enterprise. Sounds great.
Happy to.
Excellent. Thanks. Thanks very much.
So that's it for all the action from the 2023 Great Otway Gravel Grind, presented by Focus, put on by Rapid Ascent. They do a really great job, as we discussed back in episode 2. And yeah, I just had a really great day out on the bike, just like I did last year. Continue to meet lots of great people who love riding gravel. And that's what I really love about this sport. It's full of great people, and there's a really great community around these events. So if you get the chance, would definitely recommend getting down to your local gravel race, or if you're in Victoria, or if it's not too hard to get down, get hit down here to Forest for the Great Otway Gravel Grind next year. As always, you can find us on Instagram or drop us an email with all the details in the show notes down there. I'm also going to start dropping some info about some gravel rides that you might be able to get involved with down in the show notes, so keep an eye on those. So thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on the Gravel Cycling Australia podcast.